Tony.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
For Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm April Van Buren. At any given time, there are around 13,000 kids in foster care in Michigan. According to the most recent data, fewer than half of those children will go back home to their birth parents. But a new program in Washtenaw County is hoping to change that by offering more support to parents as they navigate the child welfare system. It's called Parent Partners, and I talked to a few of the people involved to find out more. I meet Felicia Harvey in her backyard, where her four daughters are busy assembling a makeshift zoo.
We have roly-poly, some ants, and a frog and a big beetle that I think you might eat.
There's also Rosetta the bearded dragon and a turtle named Shelby.
You get it? The Shelby.
Matilda, Roxy, Serenity, and Rosalie are all smiles on this sunny spring day. And so is their mom.
You know, I catch myself taking it for granted some days, and the other days, overly grateful. Like, I sit back and like, wow, I am so blessed to have my girls and to have all this stuff because I was so close to not having any of it.
After her OxyContin addiction got too expensive, Harvey turned to heroin. 5 months later, in May of 2011, she was taken to jail on drug charges. Her three daughters were placed in foster care. Harvey says she tried to stop using after her kids were taken.
I stayed clean for 9 days. And then I got a prescription for pills. And then I went back on the heroin. And then it was a struggle. I could barely even make it to my court appointments.
Harvey got clean for good in March of 2012. But it wasn't an easy process to get her daughters back. There was a long list of requirements from the court. Things like parenting classes and Narcotics Anonymous meetings. And it was hard to keep those appointments without a car. But then she got paired with a supportive caseworker, and things started getting easier. Now she wants to offer that same support to other parents like her. So on the third Thursday of every month, Harvey heads to Brown Chapel AME Church for the Parent Partners meeting.
I think the Parent Partners is a story of forgiveness.
That's Belinda Doolin. She's the executive director of the Dispute Resolution Center, the nonprofit facilitating the program.
I think the question before us is, when do we decide to allow individuals to turn the page and really move forward in a positive way with their lives?
The group is led by veteran parents like Felicia Harvey, who work with people whose kids are currently in foster care. Doolin says these veteran parents can offer a kind of emotional support that a caseworker or an attorney just can't.
Let's face it, every parent has a bad day. Every parent wants to blow off a little steam, wants to cry, wants to show some sign of vulnerability. And I'm finding that the parents, as they navigate the court system, are afraid to be vulnerable themselves and to talk about their personal needs.
Washtenaw County's Parent Partners is one of a handful of programs like it around the country. The group is pretty new. They've only met 4 times so far. But similar programs have found working with a parent partner can cut the amount of time kids spend in foster care, and it can make it more likely for them to be reunited with their birth families. Felicia Harvey will never forget the day she learned she'd be getting her girls back. She says the court had sent a letter to tell her whether she'd have her parental rights terminated.
I was with my caseworker. She was dropping me off at home, and the letter came in the mail. And we opened it. And it was the best moment of my life.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it felt like in that moment?
A million bricks lifted off of me. My hope was restored. I just knew God had bigger plans for me.
Harvey says those plans include helping other parents feel a little less alone. She wants to give them the hope that someday they'll be sitting in the sunshine, watching their kids laugh and play and sing. For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.